possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with our good friend, Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I just had a little upset stomach this morning and couldn't make it.
Eat something. That's the way it works, man.
Yep. I don't know if I'd eat something that didn't agree with me, but, man, I was in a bind. So, it's all good now.
Well, that's good to hear.
Get this rain off of us. Yeah, if I get this rain off of us, my God.
Pop-up city, huh?
Yeah, it is. I mean, luckily, it's, you know, been in the afternoon now, so kind of get the trips in. I was thinking, what was it? Monday morning, we had to wind up canceling, and it was so bad. Because it was on top of us about 4 o'clock, 4:30. And the lightning show was on, and I had to hold a cup on the grandson. And we'd fish Sunday, had a great day. And Monday, I mean, there just wasn't no way to go. But it's, I'm telling you, these tides, y'all's tides funky over there.
Oh, yeah.
Ours are extreme. We're on our extreme tide, and it's so crazy. Everybody's like, oh, man.
Well, it's already in and high during the fishing hours, and then you got to wait around to get that outgoing, you know, to get some more current. We're standing high all day right now.
Yeah, and the problem we're having is, once it does turn around, it turns around.
And oh, yeah, it's a negative pull.
Yeah, you can't, you know, you just, I've been doing better on the incoming, you know. Once I can see that bait go to doing something, I can really go and catch some fish. And our fish are, you know, spread out. You know, you catch one or two, you just pull the trolling motor and go to the next spot because that's all it's there. And, man, when that thing turns around, whew.
This morning, there's pop-ups all over the place off your coast right now.
Yeah, I hear it thundering out there right now. I'm off today, so I ain't worried about it. Yeah, I hear it thundering.
Let it rip.
So. But it's wet right now. I can't even mow, and I need to really mow. I'm gonna come home for a few days, but I need to mow before I do. But we're wet. I mean, the ditches are full over here right now.
Man.
Yeah. But anyhow, and then fighting them crazy ants. Man, they're out of hand over here.
Bifin HD.
I'm telling you.
Pump up sprayer, all you can do is contain them. I mean, it's there's a hive somewhere, and I fought this on my property for 2 years, even hired, well, the people that exterminate my house, I even paid them, I don't know, $400 or $500 to do a perimeter around my house and then out around my well, and it worked for a little bit, but somebody else near me has a hive, and you can't get rid of them. Now, I contained them. I knocked them back for about a year or two, but they're just now starting to come back again, and they, you know, I don't have any fire ants. You know when you got crazy ants, because you, you're not going to have any fire ants. But, man, you want to talk about destroy electrical stuff. Man, they'll get into your condenser, your ACs, your pressure switch on your well. I mean, anything. And just, it's crazy. They're nasty.
They're in my boat, like you can't believe.
That's unreal, dude.
And, you know, I kept thinking, you know, I guess they're coming up at Jack and doing that and all, but I got to watching my extension cord that I charged the boat with.
Mm-hmm.
Just steady line.
Running up and down, they do the same thing on water hoses. Water hoses, extension cords laying around, they just, it's like a highway. They go back and forth on them.
Well, they're getting so bad down here that...
That's why they're called crazy.
Yeah. The good thing about them, they don't bite.
So, no, they don't bite, but they'll chew all your electrical up. You better hope they don't get into your dashboard. And you know where they're coming from? They're coming from South America, and they're coming on these container ships.
Yeah.
That exterminator was explaining to me that they stay busy 24/7 at the Port of Houston trying to contain them. And what happens is they... Out my way, all those containers end up going to Walmart Distribution Center and Home Depot and all that complex we have out there, and they're just coming my way.
Yep.
But we don't have fire ants anymore. I'll tell you that. I hadn't had a fire ant bed in my yard for 3 years.
That's crazy. And you wouldn't think that they could destroy them fire ants.
No. They do.
That's something else.
They take over everything. They are nuts.
Yeah, I told Darlene last night, I guess today I'm going to try to get everything out of my boat and exterminate that boat so I can get my
spray it down with Bifen, you know, and then you'll have to rinse it out, wash it out real good. You don't want to get all that stuff on you. But it'll get rid of them.
Yeah, well, I've been using Malathon. I think that's what it's called. Yeah, it works real good. But
does it?
Like I said, until you find that nest, you know, I don't know.
I found one under an oak tree, and it looked, you know how those hornets will make a hole in the ground?
Right.
It looked like that, but I'm watching all these millions of crazy ants. I tracked them down on a line they were going up and down.
Yeah.
And I found them going
they
into that
GPS.
Hole.
They got GPS. Yeah, they got GPS.
They do. And I knocked that out with a pump-up sprayer. I just started spraying it all down inside that hole. And that knocked them back for a while. But somebody around me's got a giant hive somewhere, and that's where they're coming from.
Yeah, because like me and Brent Ballet was talking about, I said, man, you got them crazy ants at your house. What are you talking about? I said, I tell you what, you stop by. You get
come by my house. Check this out.
Come by my house. Let me show you about them. He said, no, dude, I ain't got them. But, anyhow, there's a rumor in the parish that they're talking about trying to hire somebody to come and spray the parish. But I'm thinking, how are you going to spray the parish? You have to buy airplanes. The only way you could do it.
Yeah.
You know, and so I don't know. Yeah, you know, other than that, that blockbuster trade that Houston made, how'd they pull that off? Where'd you get that money?
I don't know, but we did it. I'm really liking that lineup, man. Got it. That Jesus Ramirez, I'm liking that guy. He's a spark plug. I like his attitude and swings a good left bat. I mean, we needed that bat big time.
Oh,
Correa, Correa's hitting the ball. I mean, it's good.
We need a pitcher, though.
Yeah.
Need one pitcher, and they couldn't get it done.
No.
So.
I knew Aaron Gidey was going to look rough his first, you know, appearance back. I mean, you don't sit out for 3 months with a broke thumb and come back and set the world on fire.
No.
Got to get his stroke back. That's the way it is.
What's up with Alvarez?
Well, they were saying mid-August, and now there's rumors going around, well, we don't know, and, hey, I'll believe it when I see it. But I wouldn't bring him back till he's 100% healthy. We're winning without him. Get him healed up.
It's kind of like Tucker.
Yeah.
Everybody still mad about that, but
bone
he ain't doing so good.
Contusion.
Yeah, and he ain't,
turned out to be a broke leg.
So yeah, he ain't doing too good right now. Anyhow, all's good in the hood.
So. Well, that's good. Yeah, those, I was trying to think when I was talking to you earlier about them crazy ants. They call them raspberry ants, crazy ants. They got several names. They're nuts.
They're aggravating.
Well, I don't want them in the boat. Man, they'll mess your wiring up, buddy.
Oh, I know. You ain't telling me. Other than that, I was good. And then I'll tell you about them flounder. So, you know, during football, you couldn't catch one over 2 pounds. Somebody finally caught one, about 3 pounds, I think.
Right.
On one. Got one. But me and Brandon Ballet was talking about it. He said, dude, I'm telling you. He said, they're a week off. I said, what do you mean a week off? He said, that's all males that's in here right now. He said, them males come in first, pile mm-hmm. up, and then them big ones come. Now, I caught one the other day, I think it was 5.6 pounds.
Right, after the tournament, always.
After the tournament, yeah, a week. Just a week
later.
Difference.
Hey.
Yep, and them big ones slipped in here. And so. But I had one on one day this week, I guess. I had one on in that deep water, talking about sandbar and a curve, and a pass, and
right.
Got him hooked up. He got there in 20-foot of water. I couldn't do nothing with it. I mean, that fish put a whooping on me. And I had a young man on the boat, a 10-year-old, and I was going to try to give him the rod, and I just thought, I said, young man, hang on. I said, you can't handle this. And, I didn't have him hooked. And I finally got him turned and got him back up where I could see him. And he looked like a ice chest lid.
And oh, just, boy.
God just opened his mouth and spit it out.
Yeah, let it go of it.
Yeah, let go of it. You know,
yeah,
that's the problem. I mean, I'm having to throw half-ounce jig heads.
Right.
Because the current, you know, the current's so bad. And, he got that big old ball in his mouth, and he just had it clamped down, and I didn't get to hook him. So, but I've had them little ones do the same thing, you know. Well, customer, I got a flounder, look at him, Cap. He's up on top of the water. I said, yeah, but I know you didn't get a hook set on him. What do you mean? I said, you just went to reeling. That fish loaded
yeah,
up on you.
Yeah, you got to get the hook in him.
Yeah, it's like flipping for bass in the brush, you know, you better get a hold of him when you go set the hook. So,
yes, sir. All right, man.
But it's all
fun. Right, Mike. Well, hey, if somebody wants to reach out to you, come over and fish Venice and give them some info how they can reach you, man.
832-338-9376. And you can still catch us on the web at RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good one. Watch that rain.
All right, bro.
You got plenty of it around you this morning.
I ain't worried about it. Other than I wanted to spray ants today, but it don't do no good to spray when it's raining, you know.
Now you need a dry day for that.
Need a dry day.
All right, dog.
All right, dude, later.
See you, man. Later. All right. That's Mike Jeffcoat over in Venice, Louisiana. All right, Angler U. How about Angler U? They're committed to steadily expanding their library of videos to cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers that have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and their archive. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. So it's real easy. Go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 519 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go down Tiki Island Way and check in with Captain James Plogg this morning. JP, what's up?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, before we get rolling here, you got a spare trolling motor I can borrow?
No, they're all gone. No. They're all burnt up, dead.
Higgins texted me. He said, get James going. Ask him if he's got a spare trolling motor.
Hey, I'm about 10 grand into trolling motors right now.
Oh, gosh.
Well, one of them was me, self-induced.
Right.
The rest of them, just a bad deal. I left one down. I do it about every 8 or 9 years, and I blew it off. That was about three. That's 3 grand gone.
Then I used to do that.
Oh, yeah, we've all done it.
I got a couple of them on the bottom of Trinity Bay out there.
I know you do. That's like my guy that when I blew it off, I was trout fishing. Oh, William, he said, hey, man, go back and get it. I just sped up. I said, William, look, man, it's gone. If you're going to be stupid, you better be tough because or have some money. But, nah, hey, man, a little run of bad luck. I know all about that. So it ain't no big deal.
Hey, I can see that coming a mile away. I know how you are out there fishing, get all fired up. All right, let's let's blast out of here. Let's head on over and forget about the trolling motor. And you hear a noise and look back, and there's nothing but wires hanging.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I don't have a plug, Mickey. You know, I use a plug on these trolling motors that we build. I don't know.
Right.
Jeremy builds them. And I'm glad I didn't have it hardwired. If I'd have had it hardwired, I'd have had a bigger mess. It just come unplugged.
Right.
And then we fished for a while. Actually, we fished another 2 or 3 hours. We're coming in, and William had to go to the bathroom. So I stopped the boat. He said, "Hey, man, your bracket's still back here." I said, "Man, that bracket ain't back there." I thought he was talking about where the actual, you know, where my bracket is.
Right.
Well, it was. Half of it was there. I said, "Look at that." And I grabbed it, looked at it, and I said, "Well, I don't need this. I just threw it in the water." So I get home. So I got my spare trolling motor. But we played with all kind of brackets. So,
right.
And the way we set these things up, we got stainless steel
thimbles. You needed that bracket.
Yeah, I needed the feet on that bracket. The little feet. Hey, and about the time I figured out I didn't have that bracket, I've been over to take my trolling motor off, and my reading glasses just fell in the water. Hey, man, I just wrapped her up, bud. I said, I got you. I'm going home. I mean, I'm going inside. I just left everything, went upstairs. Hell with it.
I don't blame you.
Some days it just ain't meant to be, buddy.
No, it just ain't. That's.
But what happened Monday in that deal, that's why I sent you that. These little
man, I cracked up laughing when I saw that video, and I said, man.
Dude, we're down there. So I'm looking at the radar because I got to run through 2 or 3 little old storms, but ain't no big deal. And Larry's got some pretty good rest. Let me look at that radar. And I looked at it, and I said, whoa, go back up there to the north. Let me look at that. Big bunch of weather at my College Station in Austin. And it's coming. He said, oh, man, but future cast, you know, it gets right here and fizzles out. I said, okay, no big deal. Let's roll. We roll yeah. on down there.
Right.
And I ran over some fish without running over a boat, of all things. And, man, put the troll motor down. You know, it went a little ways. And I said, man, something ain't right. Well, it wouldn't hardly do right. So I'd get up current. But I got enough where we can fish. Hey, man. So then it just quits. I said, okay, dude, we're like done. And I'm just staring at it.
Dead in the water.
All of a sudden, smoke starts coming out of the top of it. We're on fire now. I'm like, no, we're really done. So I'm sitting there looking, and I said, look, man, two things are going to happen. It's going to get really rough where we can drift around and maybe get lucky. Or it's going to get dead slick, and I'm just going to watch somebody with a trolling motor catch a bunch of fish, and I'm going to lose my mind. That right. ain't going to be good. I ain't mad about this. That I would be mad at. So yeah. Let's go. So we got to run through a little storm getting in. We get in, and I said, man, that don't look right. Buddy, he pulled up that radar. This got everybody. You talk to anybody that was fishing Monday. And here she comes out of the north. And, buddy, it's absolutely sideways. Hey, one point in time, I had to tie it to a barge. It had a crane on it. So the lightning maybe will strike the crane and not me. It's blowing so hard. I'm running like 21 knots and I can't even see. And the rain is hitting me in the side of the head.
Wow.
So at some point in time, we stopped and I called Cameron. He's fishing. He's in the Gulf in the SEMA. I said, hey, dude, I'm telling you, this weather's going to get to you. He said, yeah, I'll see it. And I said, I'm just telling you, man, this ain't no good. It took me 3 hours to get home.
Oh,
in all that weather, because I came down the ditch coming home, and he called me that night. He said, dude, it got so sideways. He said, went instant 5 foot, and they were trolling at a place called Jim's Peak. I think it's maybe south or southeast of Port Aransas. Hey, they're trolling around in a 62 Viking, and the whole bow's dipping. Total wow. green water all the way over the whole bow. He finally went down there, told Ty, said, hey, man, tell Rod we're going home. But luckily, he could quarter him going home. But that storm got everybody. If you were out there, it got everybody. All these knuckleheads put all this stuff on Facebook. They're all in storms and stuff. But she had some wind.
I posted a deal saying, hey, it's coming.
Did you see? I didn't ever see it, Mickey.
I watched it all morning. I posted a deal on it and sent text out to guys that I knew were fishing and said, hey, man.
Really?
I think it got Blaine, too. It didn't get him until he got to the dock, but somebody had the ramp all covered up and didn't know what they were doing, trying to get their boat out, and then all that wind and rain hit, and it nuked Blaine.
Well, the troll motor was a godsend. I told Larry, I said, man, God does everything for a reason. So we got old burned up trolling motor. There ain't no way I'm leaving if I got a trolling motor. I mean, I'm fishing. Now, eventually I'd have left. I mean, I'm not an idiot, but I wouldn't have come in right then.
Right.
Then I would have had to run in the Gulf and that stuff. Luckily, it got us right when I got into wherever I came in at. But see, I'd never even looked at it, Mickey. I didn't know anything was coming from the north.
Right.
Well, it was nasty.
Yep. It took its time getting here, but it was inevitable. It was going to hit the coast. Luckily, it just grazed us. It went more, south of.
Well, that's why I went south. Here's what I said. Here's what my thing was. I said, okay, man, that front's right there. I said, I'm just going to run south till I get away from it. Maybe I can run into some more of my friends and boats out there. So I just went south, and we were fine until we weren't. It was all good till it wasn't. Man. Well, I wish you'd have called me. Because, well, see, we don't see it. We had it, – it was
I figured you were looking for something like that. Usually, I'm out there on the bay fishing, and I'm dodging stuff like that, and I look over, and there goes Plog. He's heading right for it. He's just going to run in there.
No. If I'd have seen that, I think what was happening, because we started getting a little pop-up storm, but I think it was like a little outflow boundary from all of that stuff that would just –
it's just a big
right
old giant glob that just came from the north and just kept going to the coast. I said, this one isn't going to peter out. It's not going to tear apart. Yeah. It didn't.
But that old future cast that Larry had, whatever he used, said it was going to quit. But you see where it started bowing out, that big bow that you saw? That was right on top of me in the front of it where it bowed out. That's where I was at.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, it's nasty. But that's it, man. We ain't catching nothing. Just driving around burning gas.
Well,
I don't even know if anybody's even catching any trouts. I ain't even talked to nobody.
No, they're still catching a few trout, and boy, they lit them up in the surf this week.
Well, it was nice.
A lot of trout in the surf, man.
Dude, was it yesterday or Sunday? I can't remember. If it floated, and there was an orifice to get out into the Gulf of Mexico, some kind of boat came out of it to go trout fishing. I ain't never seen that like it. And it might have been yesterday. Not yesterday. I had to fix all my broke stuff yesterday. It might have been Monday or Tuesday. I don't even know what day it is. Might have been Tuesday. Tuesday and Sunday. If it floated, it went down that beach trout fishing.
Really?
That's crazy. That ain't counting the guys that go up and down that can drive,
Yeah.
I guess they're catching them. Man, there was a couple days it was not really nice. I mean, he wasn't going to turn over or nothing, but it wasn't really nice. Hell, they were still trying to fish in that beach.
Yeah.
Hey, looking all them
for,
guys.
Looking for new blood.
Yeah, all them guys that run around out there in that Gulf and them little bay boats and explorers, pointed nose, square nose, cats, and whatever all that stuff is. Dude, they're all a thunderstorm away from sinking. I'm just telling you. I just shake my head like, man. But I guess it's all good. It's all good.
Just put your nose in it and drive up on the beach and get out. Let her have it.
Man, I don't know. but it looked like it was yesterday. After that escapade Monday, Tuesday, it was really, really pretty day, man. It was just drop dead gorgeous. It really was. Even the afternoon, it come up about 9 or 10 miles an hour, but it was beautiful.
Yeah, them storms got me Tuesday morning.
Yeah, see, we had a lot of storms. Hey, I drove through all that stuff Tuesday. Oh. I'm like, man, I've completely lost what little brain I got left. But it looked like it was, you know, going to fade. It was looked like it was sitting right on top of us right here.
Right. Oh, well.
We were thinking about it. I told Larry, I said, we want to send that to Mickey.
Y'all did. His phone cracked up laughing, man. I said, holy moly.
His phone still kind of works in that rain. This dinosaur thing I got, it's got some kind of cover, but it instantly gets full of water.
Really?
So, yeah. Hey, but it was pretty good, dude. I had, you know, because I was using my big boat when I was trout fishing for about a month.
Uh-huh.
And we were wading. Man, I had me a dry towel, buddy, and I had me a dry T-shirt and a Ziploc. Hey, finally we drive 47 miles in this stuff, okay? So now we get out. I said, watch this, Larry. I popped out my towel, popped out my dry shirt, and said, let's roll, man. Hey, it was cold, dude. It got cold.
It does. It's hard to believe you can get that cold in the summertime when you get – it's like when Hillman and I came in that one a couple of weeks ago. We got smoked. We thought we had it beat. I looked at Steve. I said, we're done, man. We're fixing to get just smoked. And we did.
Yeah. When you're done, you're done. And then we got hung up by a barge in the locks.
Uh-oh.
Man, the current was so bad, and this guy was fighting it, man. So now it's raining sideways and blowing 100, and we're stuck at these locks for another 15 or 20 minutes.
Oh, boy. Well, life of a fisherman. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come with you and go storm hunting, how they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, buddy, that'd be perfect. 409-771-7306.
All right, James. Hey, have a good one, buddy. Good talking to you. See you later.
Bye.
Well, you know, Boyd's One Stop, they're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers located right at the base of the Texas City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no further than Boyd's. From their tanks to your live well, that bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. Works great on tournament fish, too. Check them out firsthand at the store, all their different size bottles they have for rigging your boat out, and their regulators and diffusers. They refill right there at the store. If you need more info, you can call Jason Cogburn at 281-701-8107. And when you're by the store, check out all their wild-caught Gulf seafood. No farm-raised at Boyd's. All their shrimp are wild-caught. And they have great deals on all their different size, you know, shrimp that you're looking for, especially those 9-12s. Call them at 409-945-4001 or check them out at boydsonestop.com. And when you do, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down G-Town Way and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez right there on Offutt's Bayou. Sharky, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
How are you, bud?
Man, I'm pretty wiped, buddy.
Pretty wiped.
I'm hanging in there, though. Yeah, man, we have been rocking and rolling. We left 2 days ago at, I guess, Tuesday at 4 o'clock and set sail out to Boomvang, 100 and something miles. And
that's a hike.
It's a hike, bud. Went out there, you know, looking for some tuna. And the bite was, I had some buddies that went the night before. And they did all right and pretty good. And then, man, we get out there and that current was screaming, buddy. It was screaming. You drop that jig down and that you know, 500 gram, 400 gram jig, and that sucker was water skiing behind the boat.
I bet it was.
You know, I mean, it was crazy, bud. Yeah, it really, really made it tough. So we ended up... started trolling Halcos around the rig, you know, and that way we can get them kind of down in the water column a little bit, bump trolling them. And when we caught five tuna, we did all right. And so about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning rolls around, and it looks like 4th of July is going off in the sky. I said, all right. let me check out this radar real quick. And man, so we made a run for it. And we ran to about 20 miles away to one of my little swordfish spots. And I said, I've never nighttime swordfished in my whole entire life, but let me try it. You know, I know they come up in the water column.
Right.
And, you know, we added some extra lights onto our buoys. And, you know, we tried to look like we knew what we were doing. And also just getting away from that storm.
Yeah.
And well, by golly, that storm starts moving. I mean, there's a bunch of them, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they're popping up everywhere. The storms start generating all around us and close to us, and you know, it's looking a little hairy, so I said, "All right, let's get out of here. Let's I told my deckhands, let's reel these suckers in, you know." And we start reeling those two rods in, our buoy rod and our pitch rod for the swordfish. I'm reeling in the buoy rod, and that sucker just starts ripping the other way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. And we hook, and it's a good one. We hook a good swordfish on the buoy rod, and, I mean, it is starting to come down, buddy. You know, we're 100 miles offshore. It's raining like crazy. And then that cold wind hits, and now I'm in a bind. You know, it's like I got a swordfish on. It's in the middle of the night, 3 a.m. The wind's, you know, you feel that cold wind.
Oh,
it's white capping. Yeah, I said, man, I don't know what we're going to do with this sucker. We're going to have to, you know, I mean, it was crazy, man. Make a long story short, we tightened that drag up. and ended up pulling the hook on that sucker. You know, just trying to get it skedaddle up out of there. We ran from storms for about 3 hours after that. And
in the middle of the night. That's
crazy. In the middle of the night, man. It was crazy. So we ended up making our way back 7 a.m. And I think at about 8 or 9 in the morning, we hooked the biggest swordfish probably that lives in the state of Texas. And fought it for 3 hours. It jumped twice. It looked like a fully grown blue marlin.
Oh, my gosh.
jumped twice. Each time it jumped, it ran back down about 800 1,000 foot from the surface after jumping.
My goodness.
Thing was a real monster, man. Real monster. Ended up running out, getting caught up in our buoy line out there. Make a long story short, we lost it. After about 3 hours, we were defeated. You know, just defeated, man. And we're hand cranking them, so no electric reels. I mean, yeah. We all put in the time for that one, but you know, it happens, man. It was beautiful. The rest of the day was gorgeous. We caught giant snapper. We got some nice bonus mahi, and we had 5 tuna in the boat to end it off, man. We had they had a great box and a good time, yeah. And
sounded like,
you know,
a great trip, man. Just in
we ended up safe.
On. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. We had 2 shots at it, but you know, it just wasn't in the cards. Wasn't in the cards yesterday, but man, it was a great time. Father and his 2 boys, and man, they were having a blast. And shoot, those boys slept right through all that lightning and stuff, you know, all those storms. We get back to the doctor, like, what? It was bad out there? Oh man, they were on them beanbags, passed out, buddy. After catching them tuna.
Man, what a nightmare.
I know. Yeah, it got a little hairy on us, Mickey, but you know, that's what you play around with when you're running, you know,
man,
out there
and that, playing around that Gulf of Mexico. That's part of the game right there, man.
That's part of the game. That's right, man. And it just, I mean, that stuff, it just generated. I mean, at one point, it looked like there was a donut of storms, and we were smack dab in the middle of it. And there was, you know, at about 7 a.m., there was 6 a.m., there was no getting around it. I just rode in the middle, you know, and just we would pull up a mile, 2, stop. Pull up a mile, 2, stop. And just, you know, seeing if I can get an opening to get out of it. I mean, it was nasty, man. It was nasty. Mm-mm-mm. I'm gonna take the day off or work on a couple I gotta go work on a do some just some little minor stuff to with Chris on his boat. Excuse me, and then tomorrow we're doing a 12-hour, so
no rest, man. For the weary.
No rest, buddy.
That's the game you play, man.
That's it, man. I'll sleep in December.
Yes.
Yes, sir. We're having fun doing it.
Man, oh, man. Well, it's fun, but it's work, too.
Yep. 20, yep. It's a lot of fun, man. Man, once we lost that big fish, that was it. We were all wiped and pretty much ready to get back in, you know.
Yeah, we caught some good fish on the way in, so.
Mm-hmm. Ended up stopping and catching some nice mahi, so that was cool. But man, the guys inshore been tearing it up too, man. They've been crushing it.
Fishing's pretty good overall everywhere. Boy, the beachfront was good this week on trout. Well, they're catching.
Oh, really?
They're already catching a lot of bull reds on the beach too.
Wow, we were coming back in from offshore and rounded the tip of that jetties, and it looked like a father son was out there bowed up, and the sun was netting a what I it looked like a big old redfish. And I said, well, son of a gun, look at them redfish showing up.
Yeah.
That's good. Man, that's awesome. That's yeah, yes, that's awesome. I'll take that, man. And I love, man, I love when that surf lights up.
Did you see that big hammerhead that was caught down south this past week? 14.5-footer. That's a big hammer.
Golly.
Yeah. Supposedly the second largest caught in Texas.
Man, 14.5 is a that's a hoss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's got to be.
Where'd they get it at? Down south?
Yeah, South Padre.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a 1,000-pound fish. 14.5. It's got to be pushing close.
Well, you'd think, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, 14 foot.
How do you like that swim up on you while you're cutting a wade?
You know, I'd probably be good on that one.
Me too. Me too.
That thing probably got license plates and. Shoot, all kinds of stuff in it, man. Buoys. Who knows?
What was that? In Jaws, that was a tiger shark they opened up. Yeah, and had a Louisiana license plate in it. Garbage
classic,
disposals.
Man.
Tiger sharks will eat anything.
They will. They'll eat absolutely anything.
Well, well, I'm glad y'all are having a good one.
Thanks, man. Thanks. I'm glad we made it in safe, and we've had some great weather. And I mean, we've had some, you know, it's been raining, and we got our little nasty spots in it. But we have, I mean, we've offshore fished the last, golly, 11 days, 12 days, or something. We've been out every day.
Yes.
So blessed to be able to do it, you know.
Yeah, all you offshore captains are making hay while the sun shines. Well, if you can get any sunshine after all these rainstorms every day, but having to make up for lost time, all the trips y'all lost.
That's right. That's
throughout
right.
The summer.
In
finally
June,
gotten,
yep.
Gotten
June was brutal.
And, yeah. There's a lot of. It looks like mahi is, you know, the dolphin. Catches are really up this year compared to last year.
Yeah, we're seeing a good amount of them, man.
Especially
for sure.
Quality ones, you know, a lot of nice quality fish, man.
Yeah, the fishing's been good, man. We've been seeing some nice fish out there, and I've been seeing it on social media too. Everybody's doing really well and putting some nice fish in the box, and it's been a great year so far. I forget every year how much I love August, you know, fishing in like end of July and all the way through August. You know, it's nicer weather. And, you know, as far as wind wise, we finally get a break in that wind.
No doubt.
You know, that veterans tournament that we ran, man, we've been running that for 5 years. I think this was our fifth year in a row.
Right.
And we've never not been able to make it offshore, and I always thought like how crazy that was, and then I realized, well, it's because we're running that thing. I think it's like the, you know,
right
end
of
July
of
August. Yeah. And I mean, I'm like, how crazy is it that it we've never had to reschedule that thing or say sorry guys, we're staying inshore. But man, in June, golly, if you make it offshore 4 times, you're doing good.
Yeah, why even bother, you know.
Golly, that wind is kicking our butts in June, man.
Yeah, August has always been. August, early September have always been great offshore months. You know, depending on hurricane season, too. Depending on how.
Oh, many, yeah.
You know, it won't be long. They'll be spawning like puppies coming off that African coast into the Atlantic basin, and we'll have to contend with that. Hope not.
Yeah, I hope not, man. Hope
yeah,
not.
Where's that where's that Saharan dust when you need it?
Yeah, no joke. No joke. And the shrimp boat's finally heating up, man, so that's a good thing to do in August, September, too.
Yeah, August shrimp boat hopping. That's fun, hopping shrimp
that
boat.
That is fun, man. It's fun. What was out
never
there,
know what you're going to get.
That's right. That's right. Caught a few tuna on them last
Blackfin
with Naylor. Yeah.
Yeah,
for that veterans tournament, man.
Blackfins, usually tons of kingfish on them, depending on the depth they're at. You know, it depends on how far out or how close in they are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You catch anything, put a little sardine on a float line and hold on tight, buddy.
Yeah. Put a little squid out there. Did y'all get any yellowfin tuna being out there at night like y'all were? Anybody catch
any? No. No, we did not. I think we were only at Boom Bang for, I don't know, man. It seemed like an hour and a half or something, an hour. You know, caught some big, I mean, some big blackfin. We got hooked up into one that was biting like a yellowfin.
Yeah.
But no, cool. we didn't commit a lot of time there, man. But we added some nice fish to the box and started moving on when that bite was dead and that weather started getting a little nasty. So.
All right, brother. Well, hey, throw out some info. Somebody wants to get down and fish with you guys.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Check us out at Outcast Charters, Galveston. Google us, or you can hop on our website, Outcast Fishing with No G. charters.com. You can check out our trip packages pricing right there on our website. Love to get you guys out, go make some memories, man. Inshore, offshore, we fish it all. And you come stay at our on-site lodge, Bayside Event Center, right on 61st Street. Have a all corporate right, event, buddy. Get married, come awesome. Check us out. All right, buddy. Well,
get some rest, recharge them batteries. Get ready
going,
for another
buddy.
Round. All right, Sharky.
Later,
see
brother.
You, buddy. All right, thanks. All right. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. We'll be back in the morning, bright and early, 4 a.m., right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.